The letter was received this week through the Mike Action Group, and this follows on from multiple letters that the group continually write to the department to ask for updates on all issues relating to the MICA scheme. In terms of the content of the letter, I think we're disappointed again that the letter provides us with actually very little specific information in relation to the scheme in terms of the details, in terms of when the scheme will actually open. And I think, to be quite honest with you, I think homeowners and MAG are really getting quite fed up with the usual rhetoric that that has churned out from government without actually giving us any information on any details of when the scheme will open.
And this as well comes following Budget 2020, during which it was announced that €40 million was to be put into a funding pot, but it was for homes affected in Mayo and Donegal. So effectively, we don't know how much will be directed towards Donegal.
Absolutely. I mean, we always know that there's a significantly larger number of homes in Donegal than Mayo. I think Mayo have around the 350 homes registered, whereas we have in the region of about 1,400. So obviously, Donegal will, you would imagine, get the majority of that funding that has been allocated. I mean, is it enough money? It doesn't really come close to the amount of money that we would have expected to see in the budget this year. I mean, we had expected a significantly larger amount in this year's budget, for the first year where we actually were looking to see the level of commitment from government. It certainly doesn't come anywhere close. However, in saying all that, I think the key thing that we all agree on is let's get this scheme opened. Because it doesn't matter how much money we get allocated this year, if the people who are responsible for the scheme aren't actually going to get it open. You know, this week marks 1 year since the announcement last year that we were going to get redress for MICA. And I think it's very difficult for us last year to believe that a year on we still can't apply for funding. I think that's incredibly disappointing. I think we have to put more pressure on our local representatives, on our ministers and everyone involved in this whole scheme to say, look, let's get this done. We haven't seen enough urgency. You know, we were promised over the summer when we met Minister English in July that there would be urgency put to this and that they weren't going to stop and this was going to open in September. We are now, in October, coming to mid-October, and there still doesn't seem to be an end to this. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous. I mean, at what point, are we supposed to, kick back and say this isn't good enough? We're constantly saying this and it doesn't seem to make any difference. We need to see some urgency. We need to see these meetings happening. We need to see the finalisation of that document and we need to see this opened as soon as possible. I mean, we're going into another winter. It feels like we say this all the time. Every year we say the same thing and we're really getting quite fed up with it. We need to get the scheme opened and we need to start getting homes fixed.